The city's advertising for contractors to do the job in two phases. First, they'll drain the reservoir, repair, upgrade, and pig, or clean out the original pipeline so that it can be up and running in time for summer fish processing in July and August. After salmon season, the reservoir would be drained again for the second phase. That part of the project's aimed at increasing water flow by installing a new intake pipe into one of the drain culverts that runs underneath the dam. It was up to the council to approve the city manager's proposed bid documents Monday night. Despite ongoing disharmony over the issue among the councillors, they were all willing to move forward. Councillor Lee Corio.
I appreciate this being worked out so that we can get this moved on down the line. There has been a lot of delay here. There's been a lot of controversy around here. And I think, however, that we're all in agreement that passing this is absolutely essential to the well-being of our fishing industry for this year. And I believe that to fail to pass this tonight would be very potentially damaging to our industry and therefore not responsible, and I urge its adoption.
The Cabin Creek pipelines had flow problems since it went into service in 2001. In late summer of 2007, city workers discovered portions of the pipe had collapsed under vacuum pressure. The reservoir was eventually taken offline, and Petersburg since been dependent on its much smaller reservoir at City Creek for water. Over the last couple years, the council's considered staff and engineers' recommendations on the problem, debated the best way to fix it, postponed decisions, and called for more study and review. Staff and consultants presented the council with a list of repair options in September of last year. After a couple of postponements, the council approved a plan on a split vote in mid-December. The members have essentially been in two separate camps on the Cabin Creek fix. Mayor Al Dwyer and councillors Ed Sarf and Mark Jensen agreed with city staff and consultants' preferred option, which included the work on the existing pipe, but the majority, councillors Corio, Bob Nilsson, Sarah Stoner, and Melinda Hofstad, approved the more extensive option, the new pipe running through the reservoir culvert. That fix expected to cost at least $500,000 more, for a total price tag of about $1,260,000. Most recently, some of the councillors in the majority objected to the city manager's plan to phase the project, worrying it wouldn't result in the fix they had approved. Councillors Hofstad, Nilsson, and Stoner eventually reached a compromise with the manager on the issue in private after declining to resolve it at a public meeting earlier that day, and that prompted the mayor to put the issue on this week's agenda again. None of the councillors chose to rehash the history of the issue again Monday. However, Councillor Hofstad expressed fear that the Phase 1 work might not be done in time for salmon season. She questioned Public Works Director Carl Hagerman about it.
What is Plan B if we get that thing torn apart and at this late date it doesn't work?
I'm sorry. We have to keep working on it until it's fixed.
Yeah.
If we don't have it done in a month, then we do it in 5 weeks. If we don't have it in 5 weeks, we do it in 6 weeks. But we have to keep going until it's done.
Is there some way, do we have some mechanism that we're thinking about if we tear it apart and there's some other problem? Because it's underground. I mean, so we don't really necessarily know for sure that what we think is happening is what's happening. We won't know until you get in there and pig it and put the new valves in and, you know, how far it actually is collapsed until you... to really get in there and look at it.
We have dug up portions of the pipeline.
Yeah. No, I know that.
We know pretty well what the extent
of the collapse is. Yeah, but just let's just say there's something that happens, okay? Do we have an ability to hire extra crew to get this lickety split? Or how long is it going to take us if we get in there and we need more pipeline to get additional pipeline?
There's really no telling. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a contractor hired to do the job, mm-hmm. and we run into a problem in any mm-hmm. project that the mm-hmm. city does, or in any other city does, you have a change, you work through it, you resolve it as quickly as you mm-hmm. can, and you move on with the fix.
Well, I know. It's just that our entire economy in this town is based on having that water.
I absolutely understand that.
And I do worry about it. And I'm not trying, no blame to anybody. I just worry about it.
I was going to vote for it. Now you got me worried.
Mm-hmm.
That last tongue-in-cheek comment was from Mayor Al Dwyer, who said the council needed to put its faith in Hagerman and his crew. The city is hoping to hire a contractor and get them on the job by June 1st. Councillor Nilsson seemed comfortable that there was enough time for the project.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
One thing Melinda might not understand is that They have the 1st of July to get that pipeline there fixed. But that's not likely that we're going to be out of water the 1st of July. The big thing is get the dam back full again. And they can work on any other spot down there. They have it. I'm sure there's 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, if worse come to worse, if something worse has happened. So I don't think it's a bad idea. I think we better go ahead with the thing.
I do too. But yeah. I'm just saying, I do worry about the fact that, you know, we're so close to the season. It does concern me. I'm going to vote for it, and I want to get it going. ASAP, as soon as we can get it going, it needs to get going.
The 5 councillors present approved the bid documents unanimously. Councillor Sarah Stoner was excused from the meeting early because of a pending fishery, and Councillor Mark Jensen was out of town. The job will be hired out as one contract to be accomplished in 2 phases. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.